5. What's up, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of Balls, Sticks, and Fists. It's your favorite show without an intro. And we are live. I'm your host, Keaton, joined by my co-host, Sam, on this Wednesday, November 20th. Very rainy out. Very dark out.
Yeah. My power's went out about 3 times, so we had to restart.
Yeah. But let's just go through last week real quick. Georgia gets a big win against Tennessee. And, yeah, good.
It was just like a win that would just nobody looked that great. I mean, Tennessee looked good the first quarter. Mm. And then neither team looked like really impressed me.
I mean, I'm not impressed with Georgia at all. I think the national championship winner's coming from the Big Ten.
Yeah, I think it's going to be Ohio State or Oregon.
It's going to be interesting with Ohio State, obviously, with Seth McLaughlin tearing his Achilles, which sucks. So basically,
because like that's our second big shift in the line.
Yeah, lost our one of the best in the left tackle in Simmons. Created a makeshift line. They started doing really well. And then McLaughlin, who was a great addition to the offensive line in the offseason, goes down. And then, so what they're doing now is, so Hensman, who they put at guard, and he started all the games last year at center. He's moving to center.
Going back to center.
And then they're going to put Austin Sevilla Field. I don't know how to pronounce it. Sevilla Field. At left guard, and then Donovan Jackson will stay at tackle, and then.
So they're not moving Zed back to tackle and him back to guard.
No, that's I don't think that was ever an option. I don't think, and I think if someone goes down this week, I think they have another rotation of a makeshift before they ever consider putting him back on the field. I'm just being honest.
It was 1 week too early. I just wish he played good against Nebraska.
I'm just being honest. I think if a guard goes, I don't know, those centers such like a, if a guard goes down, you're almost, it's like, do you put Hensman back at guard, then bring someone else in that center? But then that's like the third, that's, I don't know.
Yeah, and like center, you can't really just throw anybody in there.
Yeah. But, I don't know, Hensman and Jackson were starting to really play well on the left side. So.
Bummed yeah, they have been starting to run the ball better, too.
Yeah, bummed out about that. But, I don't know, whenever Ohio State makes a run, it seems like someone gets injured, so.
You mean, like, the only time? Playoff era.
Playoff era. I mean, Ted Ginn got hurt against Florida, so.
In the championship.
Yeah, in the championship.
There's so, no. What did Simmons do?
Simmons tore his ACL.
Okay, so there's no chance.
Yeah. There's, and then, you know, I mean, McLaughlin was at practice today with his boot and his scooter.
Like, did they confirm it themselves?
Yeah, they had a press conference at the end of the evening practice tonight, and he confirmed it was a non-contact, whatever, so.
Yeah, that sucks.
Dude, it's like Gene Smith, the old AD, put in all that silt turf, which is literally the worst kind of turf that you can have. They have it at the horseshoe, and they have it in the practice facility.
Is it like the real fine stuff you're saying?
It's, the NFLP, so the Lions actually had it in theirs, a bunch of, like there was like 5 NFL teams that had it in their thing like 2 years ago. And then after one season with it, it got outlawed.
I don't get why every stadium doesn't have grass.
Well, you know why.
Because you have to maintain it, but if you're like making that much money, you should be able to maintain grass.
Yeah, I know. I always thought of Houston, the Texans used to have grass inside there. Now they have turf, which I thought was weird.
Yeah. I mean, the Raiders have turf.
No, Raiders have grass.
I meant grass. Like, it's weird how they have grass, like, the indoor stadiums.
Well, you know what the Raiders do, right?
What, like, I mean, they wheel it in and out, I know that.
Well, so UNLV doesn't play on the grass at Allegiant. They have a turf set also. So they roll out the grass, then they roll in the turf. While the grass, like, while the grass is like, because they have that outside area where the grass gets like the sun and the water and all that shit. But yeah, so UNLV plays on turf, and then the Raiders play on grass.
That's funny they don't let them play on the grass.
I should do that for Pitt, man, so Tucker can start making some kicks down there in Akershire again.
Yeah, that's such a wild thing to complain about the surface when the other guy's 6 for 6.
I mean, I have heard like the surface at. Especially for Pitt games, because Pitt games, they don't ever put, like, the brand-new, like, strip down. You know, yeah, like the sod. Yeah. So they're playing on, like, real. So I hear for Pitt, like, that surface is, like, one of the worst ever to kick on.
And he's also sucked all year, so you can't blame that now.
Yeah, no, he's just washed. But, all right, so we talked a little bit about that. Not sold on Georgia at all. Colorado, man. They're kind of making.
Yeah, they're making. Yeah, I'm like very surprised by this team.
Yeah, but
I didn't think they were good at all.
Unfortunately, they will be dropping the game this weekend, and all this Hollywood story. We'll go to Mush. Travis Hunter will drop out of the Heisman race, and Will Howard will himself into the Heisman race. So
now, you know who's gonna win it. Tyler Warren.
I mean, dude, if they just keep on, you know, using their Tyler Warren playbook and just statting it, patting his stats because they can't throw the ball to anyone else, then yeah.
I mean, he runs it too, Dick.
Yeah, he runs it. He does everything. He's their whole offense. Like, damn, I wouldn't even bother covering anyone else on that offense. I'll just have 11 hats going to T. Warren.
Okay, our offense has been good every game except for Ohio State.
Dude, that's like the only problem with Penn State is if they match up with them and they just like bracket Warren the whole game, like who's going to...
Yeah, but I mean, I think that our offense would fare like better with versus anybody other than Ohio State. I think Ohio State has the perfect matchup for it with like their corners and safeties.
Yeah. We'll see.
Oh, and I'm adding another one to my card. I forgot about Kansas.
I might hop on Kansas as well. What are they? Damn. Only plus 125.
I'm just taking money line.
Plus 125. I'm going to hop on that. All right, let's get into next week a little bit. Let's see. So we have Indiana at Ohio State. Let's just lead off with that. Ohio State is what, 12.5?
Yeah, 12.5 or 13.5, I think now.
I mean, could this be? Remember when Michigan State came in the shoe and they were top 10?
Yeah,
and they hadn't really played anyone, and it was 49-0 at half.
You think what I'm feeling.
You think there's a little bit of that cooking up?
Yeah, I really do. Curtis Fork is good, but he's not that good. Come on now.
Yeah. I mean, it's just if you give – the thing against these Ohio State corners, you have to give your receivers a chance because these corners will hold you.
That's another thing. That's why Penn State was so bad too. They got mugged the entire game.
I mean, they are a little handsy. I mean, on some of them it was – like, they're a handsy group. You kind of just have to – you got to give your – even though they don't look open, you kind of just got to give your receivers a chance against this group. And either your receiver comes down with it or there's a flag. Because for some reason, this group hasn't been able to turn their head around on anything.
Yeah. I mean, I think they're just going to be stunned.
I mean, I saw some after practice footage of Denzel and Igbenezebi. I don't know why I try and fucking say his name. I'm just gonna say Di. Di was out there last Wednesday at practice, just working on the jump balls in the corner of the end zone that IU likes to throw up. in the one-on-ones. So.
Yeah, I thought you kind of seen Indiana, what was that, a couple weeks ago now, versus Michigan?
Against Michigan, they kind of just sputtered out in the second half.
Yeah, when they played, like, because Michigan's still a real defense. Like, they still have dudes on the defense.
Yeah. Dude, I think the rush package with C.J. Hicks, I think that's going to be a real boom. I'm excited to see that.
Has JT and Sawyer been playing better then?
I mean, Sawyer still can't tackle a quarterback if he has a free rush at him. It's actually abysmal. Dude can have a free rush at him. The quarterback won't even, like, see him coming, and the dude can't finish a sack. I mean, he finished with, like, 2 sacks against Northwestern or whatever. But I think, like, raw talent, C.J. Hicks, just having, like, a raw athletic, like, linebacker turn.
Yeah, just, like, kind of like Abdul.
I think that's one of, like, the best builds, just with, like, speed and athleticism.
Yeah, because you can build like size, like, if you already have the stature.
Yeah, so hopefully they use them in, like, packages. I mean, Noel said yesterday at his conference that, yeah, I see that a lot more in CJ's future. So, and it's funny, that whole thing literally just, like, spun off. Because somehow journalists got, like, that access to a player after it wasn't like the media accessibility, like, you know, it was like he was grabbing his, like, post game meal, like, leaving the locker room, like, leaving with, like, 5 pizzas, like, really, like just the whole setup. He has, like, 5 pizza boxes in his hand, and then the guy, I gotta find the clip. I can't find
the Twitter. You sent me the picture, and I was so confused. I'm like, I don't know.
Dude, I literally can't find the clip anywhere. It got, like, washed. And he's like, so how's it feeling, like, blitz the passer or whatever? And he, like, said all, like, weird. And then CJ's like, put me on the fucking edge. And then just, like, left. And then, like, they put him on the edge against Northwestern, and he got 2 sacks, so.
Yeah. I mean, it's better to have somebody with speed, and, if, like, you don't need to be, like, absurdly big, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, how's that worked out for JT and Sawyer?
Yeah, like, Abdul's really finally figured out, like, defensive end as a whole, I think. And been the past 3 weeks, he's just been all over the field.
Yeah. Especially if you're fresh in one of those packages going up against a tackle, which is pure athleticism, you should be able to beat them with him in, like, speed or anything at the college level. I'm not saying that, like, the...
Yeah, yeah. The you're not level. Just, like, running around an NFL tackle.
Yeah, but, like, at the college level, you can definitely get away with...
Yeah, yeah.
With it. But, I mean, I'm sure Chip Kelly's going to cook up something with his game plan. I'm really interested with the offensive line. I think Will Howard's been playing really good. Same stats as Dylan Gabriel, but not in the Heisman conversation.
Yeah, that's also weird to me. I don't, like, Dylan Gabriel, we've seen this last year, remember how he was in, like, the Heisman conversation?
Yeah, I'm telling you, if Will, like, balls out and, like, Colorado drops, like, 2 games to... I'm telling you, there is a chance that if Will balls out against IU, balls out against Michigan, balls out against Oregon, and all those are 3 victories, I'm telling you there's a chance that Will's at least a top 3 finalist.
Probably, but I think they already have their mindset that they're giving it to Travis.
I know, but, it's, like, hard not to take a slight flyer, like, literally just, like, $20 on Will at plus 30,000.
And it's also, like, Jackson Dart, too. Like, why is, like, Gabriel and, like, everybody...
Dude, why is Work? Work has, like, the same odds as Dylan Gabriel. Actually, better odds than Dylan Gabriel. I think he's plus 3,000.
Yeah, he's better than Gabriel, Milroe, and Jackson Dart.
In what world does that make any sense?
Drew has better odds than Will Howard.
Yeah, like, why is Will, like, just, like, sitting there at plus 30,000?
I have no idea.
It's like he's probably in the conversation if he doesn't slide against Oregon or whatever, but, like, his stats are identical to, and especially if he starts putting up, like, good stats with, like, a makeshift offensive line without your starting center and without your starting left tackle, like, come on now.
Yeah, I mean, I can see him making a run at it.
I mean, dude, there's a guy playing tackle who's a guard, and, like...
Do you think Hunter should get it?
It's bad, like, whenever, like, I think it's just bad whenever the conversation is, oh, he's played this many snaps.
Yeah, I know.
It's
And
like, why is
like,
that on the stat sheet?
I mean, he has had a like a good amount of picks though, is the
Yeah,
only thing.
I know, but like his stats, like whenever they pull up the Heisman comparisons, it's like everyone else's stats, and then like Travis's first snap is has played an average of like 100 and whatever snaps.
Yeah, I know. I think that's stupid.
It's like, dude, all
Like,
right.
okay, it shows you're a durable player, but like,
Yeah, like what
I
is
don't
he
know.
like overall in like stats as a receiver,
No,
stats as a
stats as a receiver, he's not very good.
And he just got burnt by a fucking guy on Utah too. But he made a he made he had his Heisman moment. He had an end around and freaking made like the whole Utah team miss. And he had like a and he mossed someone and he caught a deflected pick, like whatever.
I know that. I mean, the pick was a very lucky pick.
Yeah, like, oh my God, Travis Hunter just made that pick. Yeah, if I was on the field and I was trailing that play, I could have caught that ball.
Let's see. I can't find where he's at. Receiver. Oh, he's 14th in yards.
It's like just because he plays both ways makes a cool play. Like, it doesn't, I don't
Yeah, I
think.
know. I mean, I get if it's like, I don't
Put him on punt return or kick return and let him return a couple kicks.
Yeah, I'm.
Nah.
I don't know. Like, Genty still like should be like one of the. Have better odds than I think he does.
Yeah, but Jedi's kind of like fallen off a little bit. Like he's put up like the,
He's just having normal numbers now,
yeah,
like
it's like th
130 yards a game.
yeah, it's like 30 rushes, 130 to 150 range.
Yeah.
And I mean, it was fun while it lasted with Jedi, but you knew it wasn't sustainable.
Yeah, that's not, especially when you play at Boise and they're not like they definitely don't have like this good ass offensive line.
Yeah. All right, back to Ohio State, IU. I have a feeling it's going to be little shades of that when Michigan State came in the shoe top 10.
Yeah, I think they're gonna come out early and just I don't think they're ready for this type of matchup.
Yeah, it would be interesting. Like, if it's a game in the first half, I mean, shit. Which,
I mean,
Ohio
if it's a
State.
game overall, like I mean, they should both be in.
I think it's going to be a. I think it's going to be a game in the first half, maybe. Just because that's kind of a. Ohio State comes out slow. They're in a game with a lot of people in the first half. It's just how it is.
Yeah, first quarter.
Yeah, the first 25 minutes.
Yeah. I think they start off fast though this week. 'Cause this was their first week. No, never mind.
If it was at 3:30, they would come out fast. But since it's at noon, and it's on
Yeah,
Fox,
noons are always a weird start for like the good teams, you know what I mean?
yeah. What else is on? Oh, Ole Miss at Florida.
Yeah, I like Florida here.
Yeah, I might take Florida on the ML here. I really
On
like the
money
way.
line.
Yeah, I really like the way Florida's playing at home off the swamp. It was at 8 o'clock. It'd be my lock of the week. 8 o'clock in the swamp, but it's noon.
Yeah.
It's noon in the swamp, but I really like what Lagway's doing. They're
Yeah,
playing
I just
well.
like their team. Like, their defense is playing really good, too.
They're playing well. I mean, dude, Napier saved his job. I mean, hell, he might get an extension. Hey, he might just get an extension so they can lower that buyout in that contract. But
Yeah, I mean,
Florida.
I think Lane Kiffin's too worried about not wanting to play in the SEC championship.
Yeah, that's a wild statement to make, dude. Your
Just don't
job
come out and say that.
as a coach is to win championships, and now you're gonna come out and say that. Yeah, I
I
don't
mean, I
know.
get what he was trying to say, but
Yeah, but
I don't think you should say that out loud.
the committee said yesterday that they're putting weight into like making the conference championship and like
Yeah, like they're
so.
not gonna screw you. I knew that from the start. Like if everybody's saying it, they're not gonna do it, you know what I mean?
Yeah, they're gonna do BYU drop like 12 spots or
Well,
10
you could tell
spots.
you knew they were gonna drop because they had no respect for him like the first time around.
Yeah, they were kind of just waiting for them to lose. And once those teams like lose, man, it's like raps on you.
But I don't have a problem with that because they haven't looked good like Indiana to begin with.
Yeah. All right, so I'm Florida Ole Miss. I like Lagway. It's interesting with Dart and Ole Miss's offense, but it's like, am I putting too much weight in Florida beating the brakes off LSU? Because LSU is not a good team at all. So
no, I don't. Because why I say no? Because like they were beating Georgia pretty good too.
Yeah,
and then they had no quarterback.
If I will say this though, if I bet on Florida this weekend, and it is not a game for 55 out of the 60 minutes, I'll never bet on Florida again.
It probably won't be, just because this is like an obvious upset spot, you know, and it never happens, but it's obvious.
I say this all the time with Florida, but this time I actually mean it. They will actually end up on the ban list, because it seems like every time I bet on them, they forget how to play football, and Billy Napier thinks he's back at freaking Louisiana.
Yeah. Every time I bet on them, I swear they win.
Yeah, it's opposite for me. They usually lose by 40 points. Hell, I was probably on them when the Florida curse started, throwing the shoe against LSU.
Yeah, that I mean that set them back like 10 years.
that corner hates Florida, dude. He's still like he's on Twitter all the time, freaking like bringing that shit up. Just
bashing him.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of any other games really like.
Penn State, Minnesota, give me your take on that.
Yeah, I think it's, like, a bit trappish. Not trap. Like, I'm kind of nervous about this game just because it's going to be freezing. It's going to be in Minnesota. Minnesota's always rocking. And I don't know. They have to come out fast. They can't leave this team in the game. Their play style kind of reminds me of, like, a Wisconsin, like, Illinois. You know, just kind of just pound the rock and take some shots deep, but other than that, they're all pretty much like just quick throws.
Has Penn State played at Minnesota since they lost in 2019?
At Minnesota, I'm trying to think. I feel like you would have to, right? No, because yeah. They were on the other side. Yeah, they were on the other side. Yeah, I don't think so.
I mean, dude, that's when Minnesota was low key kind of good.
Yeah, I mean, they had Rashad Bateman and what that. Autumn Bell.
Yeah. And then they had
Ibram.
And then they had who's the safety?
Cobb.
Who's the safety? He's
Winfield.
On the Bucks. Winfield.
Yeah.
Kind of a bummer that he didn't follow his dad's steps to Ohio State, if I'm being honest.
He's pretty good with the Bucks now.
Yeah. Also another game. BYU at Arizona State. I mean, this is probably the highest price ticket at Arizona State in a while. Low.
What is it? $220?
$238 starting.
What? That stadium's going to be empty.
Oh, it's going to be. I bet it's going to be bumping.
Really?
Yeah.
I can't see it. I don't know. I feel like nobody goes to those games.
I'm on Arizona State Twitter, bro. They're pumped up for this one.
Is this to go to the championship, basically?
I mean, they can, I think they can, like, clinch or, like, make their case, because right now they're third in the Big 12.
Yeah, but they'd go ahead of BYU if they
won. So they'd go ahead of BYU. So this is, like, this might be one of the biggest games in Arizona State football history in the last 15 years.
Yeah, probably. That should be a good game, honestly, though.
Yeah, I mean, Arizona State had. I mean, I'll be honest. I truthfully have not watched that much of Arizona State football. I think I've watched one of their games.
I don't think I watched the Utah game. I think cause
yeah, and they had that good running back, his name is I should know this
Scadabo?
Guy. Yeah, Scadabo. He has 1,000 yards rushing, and then where'd Sam Leavitt come from? Was he at Michigan State?
Yeah.
That's what I thought. Him at quarterback.
This team's pretty young.
Yeah, they're a young squad led by a young head coach in Dellingham.
Yeah, well, I mean, a couple years he'll be gone, but that's just how the way things work.
Yeah, that's just how it works. He'll end up at, I don't know where. But
Pitt.
what about Pitt?
I'll end up at Pitt.
No, this is what's gonna happen. Pitt's gonna fire Narduzzi at the end of the season. They're gonna scoop up Barry Odom from WVU. That's what's gonna happen. And dude, who's that source saying Barry Odom? That's just a wishful fan saying, "Oh, my son."
know.
That ain't true.
I knew you'd be pissed when you seen that.
Yeah, Barry Odom's gonna be a Pitt Panther. Let's be for real. He wants to be part of a real city, not in the freaking. Not in the mountains or wherever. He wants to be in the Steel City. And dude, they honestly, Pitt and West Virginia averaged the same amount of attendance this year, so
Yeah, I mean, West Virginia's been kind of empty since Pitt, I think. Or no, since the coal, what was it, the Coal Rush or whatever against Iowa State.
they're gonna be real empty against UCF. They're like giving away, they're trying to entice students to go. Oh, $5,000 ticket, $5,000 tuition reimbursement if at the game if you go, like, you get a chance to win.
That's why Carter told me to take him because there's no pressure on Neil Brown because there's going to be nobody in the stadium.
Dude, the college football Reddit guy was like ripping it at WVU last weekend. I think he was at the game. He was like, "Oh, real full crowd here," and then he was like banging around. I was like, "Dude, what?" It's like college football Reddit guy's got like a vendetta against.
It's a weird school to like just kind of hate.
Yeah, I mean, Neil Brown's gonna be looking good in Amherst, Massachusetts, coaching UMass next year.
What a jump.
I mean,
I would
he's.
just go and try and be like a coordinator somewhere at that point. Because UMass is just like a dead spot, you know
Dude,
what
I would
I
take 2 years off of coaching, and I'm enjoying my buyout money,
Yeah.
so my salary doesn't dip into the buyout money, you know?
Yeah.
Or you go be like an analyst, offensive analyst somewhere for free.
That's what I'm saying. Like, go take one of them bullshit jobs
For
and
free, so that
just.
you still get your buyout money at full rate, and then you're just, at a big time program. Just helping on the
Yeah.
offensive staff with like no pressure. And then
Yeah, you don't mean shit.
when the time comes, you'll get like either a head coaching or OC job somewhere. And then you build yourself back up from the tree. I mean, some people just aren't meant to be big time coaches at the P4 level. I mean,
Yeah, some are just coordinators, yeah.
Narduzzi's been at Pitt for 10 years and he hasn't done shit. He has two bowl victories in fucking a 10-win season off the back of Mark Whipple and Kenny Pickett. And
Yeah.
I'm off the Narduzzi train. Like I'll never be one to call for someone's job, but Narduzzi I'm off of. And it all like I guess we're going back in time, but dude, to have two separate instances in a game where you get three straight penalties on both sides of the ball. That is just like that is
Yeah,
something.
I know. I mean, his teams are just like, I feel like they're always just so undisciplined.
It's undisciplined. It's bad, dude. And I think it comes at the top because I think there's honestly a lack of leadership from Nardog. And I saw it firsthand because all right, and I don't want to hear the argument. Oh, Narduzzi has nothing to do with the offense. He's off. He doesn't touch the offense at all. It's the second to the last play of the game. And your head coach is out on the sidelines while there's the final huddle happening up on the thing, and he's not even like in there like listening to what's going on.
Yeah, that's weird.
He's just on the side like writing in his notepad like, dude, get your ass in the huddle and encourage your players.
Yeah, I mean that. Yeah, that's weird.
It's like, dude, I don't care if he's a defensive coach and has nothing to do with the offense. At least be in the huddle or something,
Yeah, like
He doesn't have to
motivating the
say
guys or
any. He doesn't
something.
have to
Yeah.
say anything. Dude had no idea what was going on.
Yeah.
It's just bad, dude. It's
I
bad.
mean, they had chances to like score on that drive too.
What, the final one?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's been bad. Receiver's been dropping balls. It's
I
just
mean, that's the most drops I've ever seen in my life, I think, on Saturday.
Oh, you should've saw the week prior, dude. There's more.
That's what game we just talk about? Arizona State.
Yeah, Arizona State. I mean that's a little good 3:30 slot if you ask me. I mean the 3:30 slots are actually kind of fire. Kansas, Colorado at 4, and then Arizona State, BYU at 3:30.
And Penn State, Minnesota. Don't sleep.
Yeah, Penn State, Minnesota, 3:30. That deserves like a laptop screen.
I mean, it'll be on my big screen, but.
Yeah, I mean that's like a laptop type screen type of game. I mean, I definitely put Citadel versus Clemson on the CW on the big screen. I love the CW memes, dude. That broadcast got to be top two worst broadcasts I've ever seen. Number one being the freaking Mike Tyson Jake Paul broadcast. I mean, dude, that girl.
Well, Kentucky, Texas, too, though.
Dude, I'm so off to Kentucky, dude.
Yeah, I mean, I am too, but I don't think Texas is very good.
Yeah, I know, but Kentucky's just miserable. Also at 4 o'clock, Pitt Louisville. I think that could be a little good game.
It'll probably be a fun game to watch.
I mean, yeah, maybe we could get back on Cade Bell.
Yeah. I mean, they're playing against like nobody basically because Louisville doesn't play defense.
I mean,
running on air.
back to Pitt, dude. Cade Bell hasn't been very good either. I'll say his offense is basic. This innovative offense is literally just it's three verts with a dig over the middle. That's his offense with the
Or
running
just a
back
bubble
running.
screen.
Dude, his offense is so predictable. It's miserable. It's the most basic offense I've ever seen. There's three routes. These receivers are never going to go pro because their route tree is never going to be developed because they can run three routes, a vert and a dig over the middle.
Yeah, and then I mean, then they have like the bubble screen. Then they slip the bubble and throw Bartholomew up the sideline. Then they run
Yeah.
a wheel route with Desmond, and that's their
I mean, if
offense.
you see Dez motion out on the thing, you know the ball's going to him.
Yeah.
I mean, it's abysmal play calling and abysmal concepts, honestly, which is sad to see. But once Narduzzi's out this year, I think they're clean house and
Just hiring everybody new.
we'll have Barry Odom. Fuck it. Just give Marion the head coaching job. Give Marion the head coaching job, and let's just run the go-go offense. Let's see it. Because honestly, dude, I don't know what Derek Davis did to freaking Cade Bell or his wife or something. Like he the only reason why he saw the field on Saturday was because Carter got hurt, or else he was never going to see the field.
Yeah, I don't understand that either, but that's enough pit talk for the year.
Yeah, until next week, whenever they get their brakes blown off them by Louisville. Is that all the games? Oh,
Army Notre Dame.
Army Notre Dame. I think Notre Dame's gonna show their dislike towards the military forces again, the academies.
Yeah, I don't think this is going to be a game.
Dude, hopefully, dude, and this isn't really, this isn't me hating, dude. Hopefully Notre Dame beats the brakes off Army. I'll be real.
Yeah, I don't want Notre Dame to get knocked out because that just means another SEC team in.
I'm not even saying that. I'm just saying just so we don't have to deal with just like the thought of like
Oh, Army being in.
Army like two G5s getting in.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know why everybody thinks that Boise State's just a sure lock to be in.
I know, dude. It'd be crazy if the Big 12 doesn't get one.
Yeah,
Because
I think they'll get one
there's
now.
a chance
I don't
that
think
there's a
they.
chance that they don't.
Yeah, I know, but I think
If like certain
the
teams
most
lose,
losses will be two, I think.
yeah, I know. I'm saying like if one of those teams drop like one like before like,
Yeah, I know what you're saying, but I think
because I
like
think the
after
high.
it's all said and done, the champ will only have two losses, and you have to put them over a one loss Boise State, right?
I think you'd be surprised, dude. I don't think the committee thinks very high of this Big 12.
I don't know how you think high of the Mountain West, like
Yeah, the only reason why is because Boise State
losing close to Oregon, who
lost
stunk
close
early.
to Oregon, who sucked early, who also almost lost to Idaho.
Yeah, not,
You
I mean,
know,
I don't understand it.
I got a question. You think? It's tough to say because all the games matter, right? But It's tough to put weight into early games, no?
Yeah, I think so.
Because
Like
it's all about how you're looking now,
saying like
right?
Notre Dame should be in because like they beat Texas A&M, like that's so freaking early. Like I don't know how you can.
But it's like, but Notre Dame did lose to NIU early, who's literally has like three, who's 4-6 or something right now, like.
Yeah, I know. It's I don't know.
So
I
like it's
mean, but
tough.
you should never lose to NIU. I don't care if you play them in like the spring.
You gotta look at the whole body of work, but like early season, you know what I'm, it's like.
You gotta like the later in the season should have more weight on it, is what I think, obviously.
I and this whole resume thing, like people's resumes are different this year because they're not playing everyone and it's not their fault on the schedule. I think
Like, you can't tell me that watching games that Penn State looks worse than, like, all those SEC
Yeah, I know.
teams.
Like I think and the committee guy said it last night. He said, well, the number one factor is like how they look like when they're playing, then we go to like strength of scout resume and all that horse shit.
If you just want strength, like, strength of resume and did all that bullshit, like, we'd have, like, a stupid top 12.
Yeah. I mean, dude, thank God for NIL because it's like made it more even because SEC teams been stay paying for a while now. So it's just nice that all these other teams can catch up to them and
Yeah.
just SEC fanboys don't know how to deal with it.
What the real thing would be like, imagine if this was still four. Like, what would they do?
I
That'd be
mean
impossible.
I mean if it was just with the how there's only four if it was just four, I'll keep you honest, it would just go to the Power Four conference champion. It would just go Big Ten champ, SEC champ.
And then an SEC and Big Ten, I think.
I mean, yeah, but like I feel like they would have to work out a deal with this realignment with like no
Yeah,
like
that I mean they would have
it would
to.
just go to like the Power Four winners.
Like, I don't know. It would be a clusterfuck, I know that.
Yeah, Twitter wouldn't be a very fun place.
I would be pissed 'cause we actually only have one loss this year and still didn't make it
I mean, you gotta win against Minnesota or else
Yeah, I know, I know. I'm counting my chickens too early.
you might be in a little trouble. That'd be devastating.
Yeah, I know. It's just like when Saquon, like that team lost on Halloween, the following week they lost to Michigan State. Like it seems like it always happens.
Is there anything else to talk about?
I mean, there's a couple like Alabama, Oklahoma, and Texas A&M, Auburn, but.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, dude, dude, they're only minus 2.5 at Auburn. I honestly might take Auburn money line here.
I think that one of Texas A&M, Alabama, Ole Miss is going to lose. One of those teams is going to lose.
I hope it's Bama, if I'm being honest.
Yeah, oh, Bama losing to Oklahoma would be like.
They've just put 100 racks on or 100,000 on Alabama to win the Natty.
I know. Like, if they
Terrible
lose,
bet,
they're
by the
definitely
way.
out, right?
Yeah. At
Because
Oklahoma, a team
Oklahoma's a
that's been
bad team.
who's been boat raced by other teams, come on. Oh shit, I almost forgot about the gambling. I almost forgot about the gambling. Let me pull up our last week's stats real quick. I'll be real quick on mine. I went 0-1 with my loss being Pitt. And yeah, I mean, Pitt just might be banned. I mean, it was fun while it lasted the first 6 weeks, but now they're costing me some money. So I am now 44-29 on the season.
You haven't had like more than three games on a card in like 8 weeks.
I
We're
mean,
just
same.
like stat padding right now.
Oh, what? Must I? No, I have a decent card this week. I just like created it in my head real quick, so hopefully I remember all those games. So you lost WU.
Think I was 4-2.
Who else you lose? Pitt Clemson over.
Yeah. I think all the rest won.
All
Read
right.
me them and I'll tell you. Kansas, Penn State,
Kansas,
Illinois,
Boise.
and Boise. Yeah, they all covered.
All right, so you moved to 38, 39,
Did you see
44.
how Boise covered?
No, I saw that they were losing early, though.
They were up 14, and San Jose State was on their Boise 8, I think, and they had a pick 6. Then they were driving again because I got it late at 14 and a half. It moved. And they were driving again, and they like just stalled out on the goal line.
All right, I'll read my card, which I already forget who I was betting. Do you remember who I said?
What's my record now?
You are 41-38-2.
Okay. I'm climbing back.
So I'm gonna take SMU -9.5 versus at Virginia. I mean, this might be bad, but I'm going with Jennings in that SMU squad. I'm going with, who else did I say, dude? I honestly forget. Ohio State -13.5
Think you
against.
said you liked Florida.
Yeah, I had one more before Florida. Let me go through this list of games.
Kansas.
Yeah, but that was late also. God damn it. I forget. Whatever. What's Army Notre Dame?
15.
I have too
It's
many.
kind of too big to take anything.
I have too many
Oh,
games.
you said UNLV.
Oh yeah, UNLV on Friday. UNLV -7.5 for San Jose State. I'll probably hate myself because
San
I'm.
Jose State's like kind of sneaky good.
I know
Just let
there's
you
gonna be
know.
a there's gonna be a million points in here. But I would bet
Just
UNLV.
take the over.
No, I don't do that. I haven't bet UNLV in a minute, so they deserve some love. The little 10 o'clock game. They deserve some love from me since I've been getting them the cold shoulder ever since they started losing.
Boise.
Give me Florida money line.
Not just taking the 10 points is really ballsy.
Dude, I don't take I don't I, with dogs, I don't take plus points. If I'm betting on them, I'm betting on them to win. That's just how the cookie crumbles over here. Give me Arizona State -3. Give me Kansas money line. And that should be enough games for me. See,
How
look,
many is that? Five?
you can't give me shit. I just one, two, three. That's six. One, two, three, four.
Okay,
That's
that's
six
as many
games.
as mine.
So once I sweep the board and move to 50-29, ah, I can't even be saying that now. I'm gonna go 0-6.
I hope not, because you got like similar ones to mine.
Hey, whenever we're similar, that's usually when.
We all just suck.
Yeah, that's usually how it goes.
All right, well, I got six as well. Illinois money line versus Rutgers. Illinois's been playing better ball after that. I think they dropped one to who? Minnesota. But Penn State -12.5 versus Minnesota. Anything under two touchdowns versus like these like mid-level teams that like Penn State to cover. Florida +10.5. I'm just gonna take the points. I don't know if they'll win for sure, but 10.5 is a lot. West Virginia money line, I'm taking them again against UCF. Home dog against UCF is just like UCF is terrible.
Yeah, but WVU is not that good either.
Yeah, I know, but they're good enough to beat like UCF. Ohio State -13.5. We already talked about this, so I think Ohio State's gonna handle them. And then Kansas money line. I think that's all six.
Yep. All right. Hopefully it's a good week of games.
I think
And
it's set up to be like a crazy weekend.
hopefully in certain spots like Ole Miss, Auburn. Oh, that's I forgot I had Auburn in mind. We'll see about That's a night game. We'll see how I'm doing
The day plays out.
as Friday plays out, because
Well,
that
we
part's
forgot about the other games in the SEC. UMass going to Georgia and UTEP going to Tennessee.
Yeah, I forgot about this gauntlet, this SEC gauntlet. But they set up an extra bye week with an FCS schools.
And Wofford's going to South Carolina, so.
Yeah, watch out, Beamer. I mean, dude, Beamer's just drinking his own Kool-Aid these days. I had a player tell me that he didn't think we were going to be very good, so he transferred, and he's at another place that's going to be in the playoff while we're a three loss. But I was like, dude, what's the point of you saying? And then I think he realized how stupid he sounded like throughout. He's like, yeah, I had a player say that we didn't have a quarterback and he didn't think we were going to be very good this year. Well, we have a quarterback and we're here and he's at the place that he's at. He's talking about Juice Wells, who was the receiver who transferred to Ole Miss. And it's like, yeah, well, this guy is probably going to be in the playoff and you're at home with probably going to end up with four losses after Clemson, so. So
That's
fun.
funny.
But that's gonna wrap. You got any closing remarks?
No, just other than one of those three is going to lose. Mark my words.
Hopefully all three lose, but that would
Yeah.
suck because why would
Be
that
a
suck?
clusterfuck.
I'm not betting on any of them. I hope they lose. That's gonna wrap us here. Thanks for listening to this little preview and see you next week. Peace.